This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today emphasized that the Rozgar Mela reflects the government's commitment to empowering the youth and making them catalysts in building a Vikasit Bharat. He said that today the world acknowledges that India possesses two boundless strengths. One is demography and the other is democracy. The Prime Minister was speaking at the 16th Rozgar Mela after distributing over 51,000 appointment letters to newly appointed youth in various government departments through video conferencing today.
Aaj duniya maan rahi hai ki Bharat ke paas do asimit shaktiyan hai. Ek demography, dusri democracy. यानी सबसे बड़ी युवा आबादी और सबसे बड़ा लोकतंत्र युवाओं का यह सामर्थ्य हमारी भारत के उज्जवल भविष्य की सबसे बड़ी पूंजी भी है और सबसे बड़ी गारंटी भी है और हमारी सरकार इसी पूंजी को समृद्धि का सूत्र बनाने में दिन रात जुटी है.
Congratulating the new recruits, Mr. Modi said that with the government's Rozgar Mela initiative, lakhs of youth have already secured permanent jobs in the central government. Union Minister for Parliamentary and Minority Affairs Kiran Rijiju today highlighted the Rozgar Mela as a testament to the Prime Minister Narendra Modi's vision of connecting with India's youth. Addressing the Rozgar Mela in Dimapur, Mr. Rijiju lauded the Prime Minister's initiatives for youth employment and upliftment of the Northeast region. He encouraged recipients to see their roles not merely as jobs, but as a service to building an Atmanirbhar and Vikasit Bharat. The Aircraft Accident Investigation Bureau, AAIB, last night released its 15-page preliminary report of the investigation into the fatal Air India plane crash that claimed 260 lives in Ahmedabad on the 12th of last month. The report, which examined the sequence of events and the engine behavior leading up to the crash of Air India flight AI-171 involving a Boeing 787-8 aircraft, revealed that the fuel to the engines of the plane was cut off. The AAIB in its report said, within seconds of liftoff, both engine fuel control switches of the aircraft transitioned from run to cut-off position one after another with a time gap of 1 second and turned off, resulting in the devastating air tragedy. Union Home Minister Amit Shah has said that Prime Minister Narendra Modi's Vikasit Bharat vision will become a reality only through the development of the southern states. Vikasit Keralam is an integral part of Vikasit Bharat, Mr. Shah said while addressing a ward-level leadership meeting of the BJP at Puttanikandam Maidan in Thiruvananthapuram today. He emphasized that governance without corruption, equal access to government schemes and development that goes beyond political interests are the three core visions of Prime Minister Narendra Modi that are fundamental to Kerala's development.
पहला करप्शन बगैर का गवर्नेंस, दूसरा सरकारी योजनाओं में कोई भेदभाव नहीं होगा और तीसरा वोट बैंक पॉलिटिक्स से ऊपर उठकर केरल के विकास की संकल्पना.
Russia launched a massive aerial assault on Ukraine today using nearly 600 drones and 26 missiles in its fourth major attack this month. Strikes targeted cities across the country with western regions including Lviv, Lutsk and Chernivtsi hit hard. At least 2 people were killed and 20 injured in Chernivtsi near the Romanian border. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky condemned the attack, noting widespread damage to civilian infrastructure. The Intermeteorological Department, IMD, has issued an orange alert for heavy rainfall over Madhya Pradesh, Chhattisgarh, Jharkhand, Rajasthan and Uttar Pradesh for the next 5 days. According to the IMD, moderate rainfall accompanied by thunderstorms and lightning is likely over the western Himalayan region and some parts of the plains over the next 7 days. In the third test of the Anderson Tendulkar Trophy, on day 3, India were at 248 for 4 against host England at lunch. At Lord's in London, the visitors were trailing by 139 runs. And with that, we end this news bulletin.